理课堂听 class.com
Chapter 10 Margaret and Mrs. Wilcox did not see one another for several days after that. Margaret wondered if her new neighbor had decided to not be good friends after all. She tried to hurry their friendship along. But Mrs. Wilcox was a much more patient person. And so it was not until December that they got together again. After Mrs. Wilcox invited Margaret to do some Christmas shopping with her. "Let's make a list of the people we need to buy presents for," suggested Margaret.
"Yes, good idea," Mrs. Wilcox agreed.
"And put your name at the top of my list."
"Oh, but I don't need anything. The only thing I enjoy receiving are new friends."
"I want to show my thanks for your having kept me from being sad and lonely over these last couple of weeks. We'll have a look around anyway. If you see something you like, tell me." They went to several stores, and everywhere Christmas decorations were hung, reminding Margaret of just how meaningless this holiday had really become. People, in their mad rush to buy up gifts for their relatives and friends, seemed to have forgotten that it was meant to be a religious day. Margaret herself was not very religious, but she still liked Christmas, as empty as it had become.
"I hope that our next home has a nice little corner for the Christmas tree," said Margaret. "Wickham Place has a perfect little corner."
"What do you mean?" asked Mrs. Wilcox. "Are you moving?"
"Our contract finishes in about 2 or 3 years. We can't renew it because our landlord has plans to tear it down and build a larger apartment building."
"Well, that's just horrible. If my Howard's End were ever torn down, I would just die."
"Oh, it's okay. I suppose that we'll easily find another apartment that's just as nice as this one."
"Not likely. It's the home you have lived in your whole life. You'll never find another like it."
Then, after a moment of silence, Mrs. Wilcox said,
"Come to Howard's End with me. You must see it."
"But it's much too cold now. How about when the weather's better?" After this, Mrs. Wilcox became silent. She was disappointed, it seemed.
"My daughter and husband are returning the day after tomorrow. They've shortened their travels because the highway police are so troublesome. Thank you for shopping with me today."
"But they must have stopped your husband because he was driving too quickly. He must follow the law just as much as the common people do."
The air between them became increasingly uncomfortable. Margaret knew that she would never be asked again to visit Howard's End. She felt angry with herself for having been so quick to refuse the invitation. When they got to the Wilcox home, and Mrs. Wilcox went inside, Margaret could not stop herself from thinking that it was like she had gone into a prison. She looked so lonely and beautiful. Here, all around this angel was London, a kind of ugly and filthy hell. A little while later, while sitting in the dining room with Tibby, who was telling her about his day at school, Margaret found it difficult to stop thinking about Howard's End. She felt that, once again, she had been rude to Mrs. Wilcox by not realizing the honor of being asked to visit this woman's dear country home. She decided that she must go with her, and immediately got up from the table, right in the middle of one of Tibby's stories, and ran across the way to the Wilcox apartment. Mrs. Wilcox, Margaret was told,
had just left for the train station. She then jumped into a taxi and asked that he hurry to King's Cross Station. When she arrived, she saw that the train for Hilton was leaving in a few minutes. She bought a ticket at the office window and saw Mrs. Wilcox standing nearby. "Is it okay if I go with you?" she asked the older woman.
"Yes, but you'll have to stay the night. I'm afraid my house is most beautiful in the morning."
"Of course." But then something quite unexpected happened as they turned to get on the train. A voice rang out among the crowd of people.
"Mother! Mother!"
It was Evie. She embraced her mother, talking without stopping. It seemed that she and her father had had a car accident, but that everyone was fine. Then Mr. Wilcox appeared.
"What a great surprise to find you here,"
he shouted.
"Yes, truly wonderful," returned Mrs. Wilcox. "Dear, you remember Miss Schlegel?"
"Of course I do. And how are you these days?"
"Oh, just fine," Margaret answered happily.
"Well, I'm afraid we'll have to take our little trip another day," said Mrs. Wilcox. And then the three Wilcoxes walked out of the train station together, leaving Margaret alone and disappointed.